Three former deputies with Washington County face murder charges because a man they tased repeatedly died this summer. The incident was captured on video. GPB's Grant Blankenship is following the case and joins me from Macon. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
Let's go back to the original case. Because one of the reasons they're facing murder charges is because it's been determined the man that they tased, all three of them, was not breaking any laws. Why did they first approach him or detain him?
Well, someone thought he was suspicious. Uri Martin, the deceased, he was a 58-year-old man walking from Milledgeville to Sandersville to see some family. And that's a long, long walk. And he was doing it on a very hot day in July. And at the midpoint in the town of Deep Step, he apparently looked like he's in pretty bad shape. And someone called and said, there's a suspicious man walking through the town of Deep Step. And for whatever reason, that turned into the confrontation that eventually led to Mr. Martin's death.
Let's hear a couple comments from people in Washington County. These are people that you spoke with. The first is Mika Brown. She works in a hair salon and said many of not just the employees, but the clients as well were talking about the case.
I saw the video and I thought that the force they used was wrong. I think they should sentence them. I think they should get some time behind this and to show people that because you're a police officer, that don't mean you have to use excessive force on people. Do the right thing.
And so here's almost a response to that sentiment among the community. This is a news conference that was held by Hayward Altman, who's the district attorney, and he told reporters anytime there's a death and the police were involved, he's concerned about it.
I want to make sure my officers make the right decisions. I have complete respect for the law enforcement officers of Washington County Sheriff's Office and for the officers that I'm on a day-to-day basis deal with. But my job is to hold people responsible when I feel like they stepped over the line.
So what these former deputies face multiple charges. What are they?
Well, there's false imprisonment is one of them. There's an assault charge for each one of them as well. There's half a dozen charges besides the felony murder. It's a long, long list. What's frustrating about it is that until Mr. Altman takes these charges to a grand jury, all the context beyond the video, which we've all seen, all the context for those charges is sort of a mystery. He's keeping those cards to his chest until he gets it all in front of a grand jury.
So I want to play a comment from Atlanta attorney Mally Davis. He is legal counsel for the family of the victim. And he says the implications of this could actually be national in scope.
Not only is the state of Georgia watching, we believe the country is watching. We have had many, many cases. And we believe that based on what we know at this moment, this has the potential to impact how things should be done around the country. And it would be a life that would not be lost in vain.
That presumably is only true if an indictment comes down and these former deputies are in some way held accountable. But this is a different case than many of these others that he's referring to because this involves tasers and not guns.
Right. Well, I mean, I think in general they're just saying, you know, times when police officers and their actions against individuals and particularly black men lead to their deaths. I don't think that either of those attorneys meant purely gun deaths. We can think about Eric Garner, for instance, as an example of someone who died.
Because he was put into a chokehold.
Right. So the attorneys also said, look, we didn't see this quick movement to filing charges in all these other places like Baltimore, New York. We did. I mean, we did in Baltimore especially, right? We got charges filed in the case of Freddie Gray's death. But there were no convictions. So while on the one hand, you know, I think it's understandable that the attorneys for Martin's family, who are representing Martin's family, are excited by this prospect, there's a long way to go before there's any sort of game-changing resolution to this.
That is GPB reporter Grant Blankenship. Grant, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Celeste. I appreciate it.